friends, welcome to Studio Classroom, and I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Here's a great question for you all. Have you ever had to do something that you didn't want to do, so rather than doing it, you decided to keep putting it off, and putting it off, and putting it off? I'm sure that many of us put off doing some things that we don't want to do. Well, interestingly enough, the thing that needs to get done still doesn't get done when you put it off. Well, we are going to discuss what happens when you procrastinate in a lesson called Stop Procrastinating. Today, we specifically want to answer the following question. What is wrong with procrastinating? What is wrong with procrastinating? Well, friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
Stop procrastinating. Putting off things can cause problems. At Owl Media, every day is busy. It takes a lot of work to run an office and develop innovative products. Usually, everyone does what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. Sometimes, however, they put things off. The reasons vary, but the results are the same. Problems. A few months ago, Adam hired Brad Matthews to help run the business. The two men are walking around the office discussing a visit from potential investors in a few days' time.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 procrastinate 这个动词。Procrastinate 是指拖延或者是耽搁。例如 people tend to procrastinate when they face difficult tasks. 当人们面对困难的任务的时候都会倾向拖延。或者是 I know I have to finish my report somehow. I'm just procrastinating. 我知道我迟早得完成这个报告，我只是在拖。它的名词是 procrastination, P-R-O-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 procrastination is unacceptable on our team. 拖延在我们的团队是不可以被接受的。接下来我们看 put off something 这个动词片语。put off something 是指延期或者延迟。例如 Eric keeps putting off his dental appointment. Eric 一直把看牙医师的预约延期。或者是 the conference was put off for a week because of the typhoon. 由于台风的关系，这个研讨会延期了一周。如果是 put off someone 可以指取消和某人的会面。例如 don't put me off again with another excuse. 不要再用别的借口不跟我见面了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, our lesson is all about procrastinating.What a wonderful word to know. A wonderful and big word. Rebecca, let's say it together.
Procrastinating.
Yes, friends, do you procrastinate? Maybe you have time to do something now, but you don't want to. You want to put it off until tomorrow, or the next day, or next week, or maybe next month. You are procrastinating.
And you know what's so interesting, Gabe, is that when you need to do something, but you procrastinate doing the thing you need to do,
yes,
you still have to do that thing. It doesn't get done, like putting the dishes away. Have you ever had a lot of dishes that needed to be put away? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I'll do it later. I'll procrastinate.
Yeah.
The dishes never get put away.
The dishes or like cleaning up your room. If you don't do it now, you have to do it later.So a lot of people think you might as well do it as soon as possible. Well, friends, of course, if you're a student in school, maybe you understand procrastinating as well, because sometimes we don't like to do our homework right away. Sometimes we like to procrastinate I'll play video games now. I'll go out with my friends now instead. I'll do my homework later. That is procrastinating.
And another way of saying procrastinating is, or another word phrase that you can use, is to put something off. Mm-hmm. We see that actually here in our lesson. Putting off things can cause problems. This just means that you don't do something until later, even though you could be doing it right now and getting it done and out of the way.
That's right. You put it off until another time. So it basically does mean the same thing as procrastinate. You can put off doing your homework or put off putting away the dishes until another time. This reminds me of when I was in university, because we had some big projects, some research projects, and I put one off until the last week, the week that it was due. Rebecca, that was a bad idea.
Oh no, Gabe. What happened?
Well, I basically had to stay up every night that week trying to finish this research paper because I put it off for so long. And I ended up getting a C. I think it was a C minus on that paper. That's like a, it was like 70% or something like that. Not a very good grade, all because I put it off.
So I think, Gabe, you would agree that putting off things can cause problems. Mm-hmm. And when you put off projects or studying or doing stuff you need to get done, it's never going to help you in the end. Well, anyway, here in our lesson, we read, at Owl Media, every day is busy. That sounds like my life.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work to run an office and develop innovative products. Now, before we continue, we want to take a look at this phrase, it takes a lot of something to do something. What is this phrase all about?
Well, that means it's going to, you're going to have to do a lot of work to finish something or to accomplish something. Friends, if you can spend something, then you could probably use that word in this sentence. For example, sometimes we spend money or time, right? It takes a lot of time to do something. For example, it takes a lot of time to eat all you can eat. Or money. It takes a lot of money to start a business.
Exactly, or it takes a lot of energy to dance for a long time. It takes a lot of skill to play the piano. Ah, and here's my favorite example.
Yes.
It takes a lot of patience to learn how to cross stitch.
It takes a lot of patience to work with Rebecca. I'm just kidding, Rebecca. I'm just kidding. You're wonderful to work with. Just
yes,
want you to know
yes,
that.
I know. Well, let's continue with our lesson here.
Sure.
Usually everyone does what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. Sometimes, however, they put things off. Yep, there's that verb phrase again, to put something off. The reasons vary, but the results are the same. Problems.
That's right. So there are different reasons for putting something off, but it always causes problems. A few months ago, Adam hired Brad Matthews to help run the business. The two men are walking around the office discussing a visit from potential investors in a few days' time. Hmm. Okay, so there are going to be investors visiting the office. That's a good thing, right? They get to show off their office.
Yes, it sounds like a very good thing, actually.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like a very important visit. If investors are coming to visit, I think they're probably important guests.
Well, friends, our lesson is about stopping procrastinating, so don't put things off. I wonder what Ben has to sing about this. Let's join Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
Ben, it's good to see you again, as usual. I really don't want to do my homework. I think I'm just gonna put it off until tomorrow.
Hey, man.
You know
what that's called?
Hmm?
That's called procrastinating. And procrastinating is not a good thing. Hey, Gabe.
Yes?
Stop procrastinating and get to work. Stop procrastinating and get to work. I said stop procrastinating and get to work. I
just stop procrastinating and get to work.
I know, Ben, I shouldn't procrastinate, but I just can't help, you know, just relaxing today and putting off until tomorrow what I need to do.
Oh, you know what? Putting off until tomorrow what you need to do, that's called putting it off.
Oh. Like,
that's also procrastinating. Oh,
another way to say it is putting it off.
Yeah, so don't put things off, man.
Don't put things off.
Yeah, I said, don't put things off and get to work. I said, don't put things off and get to work. Yeah, don't put things off and get to work. I said, don't put things off and get to work.
You know what, though? That's a fun phrase, but there's something special about that word, procrastinate. Don't you just love saying it? Procrastinate. Now, your turn.
No. Don't say that. Huh? Sing with me.
Huh?
Like this. Stop procrastinating and get to work at. Stop
procrastinating
and get to work. I said stop procrastinating and get to work at. Yeah. Stop.
It's good to have some water every once in a while.
Quiet, Dan Hufflehuff.
Procrastinating
and sing it out. Get to work.
All right.
Get to work.
Okay.
Don't procrastinate.
You guys, I'm not gonna put.
Go faster.
Here we are talking about the word procrastinate. And of course, another word for procrastinate is to put something off. There's actually a common phrase that I'd like to share with you, and that is, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today.
And there's an even better phrase, and that is, why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?
So, which one describes you?
I'll answer that question tomorrow.
I think Gabe likes to put things off.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. Stop procrastinating. And let's get back to our lesson.
Yeah, let's get back to our lesson.
Stop procrastinating. Conversation A.
So, do you think these men will invest in Owl Publications?
I think so, if they're impressed.
They won't be impressed by those ugly stains on the carpet.
Why are they there?
Well, it's my fault. Our janitors tried to clean them, but they won't come out. I had a cold call for some quotes on new carpet, but they were very high. I meant to talk to you weeks ago, but I put it off. I knew you wouldn't be happy about the cost.
Well, I'm not happy for potential investors to think we work at a pigsty.
All right, 继续我们看的是 stain 这个名词。Stain 本来是指污渍或瑕疵。例如 coffee stains aren't easily removed, 咖啡的污渍不容易清除。或者是 she tried to use lemon juice to remove the stain, 她试着用柠檬汁清除污渍。Stain 也可以当动词，例如 drinking coffee and tea frequently might stain your teeth, 常常喝咖啡跟茶有可能会让牙齿变色。最后我们看的是 janitor 这个名词， janitor 是指学校或办公室的工友。例如 ,our school janitor can fix almost anything. 我们学校的工友几乎什么都能修。或者是 ,the janitor is mopping the floor right now. 这位工友现在正在擦地。他的形容词是字尾加上 IAL 变成 janitorial, 意思是指清洁管理的。 例如 ，the company provides professional janitorial services， 这家公司提供专业的清洁管理服务。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here in our lesson, we see a conversation. Yes, we are going to meet Adam and Brad. And Adam says, "So, do you think these men will invest in our publications?" And how does Brad respond, Gabe?
Well, this is a good conversation between Adam, whom we met last month, the owner of Owl Media, and Brad, the recent hire. Okay, Brad says that he thinks they will be impressed, or he says they will invest if they're impressed. Well, I hope they're impressed, Rebecca.
Well, I hope they're impressed as well, so that they will invest in Owl Publications. And of course, Adam says they won't be impressed by those ugly stains on the carpet. Why are they there? That's a good question.
Yes, it's a good question. I'm sure Brad wasn't too comfortable answering that question. As he says, well, it's my fault. It's my fault.
Gabe, what's your fault?
Well, no. It's not my fault, Rebecca, This is a good sentence to know. It's a good thing to know how to say, because sometimes, friends, you might have to say, it's my fault. I did it. I'm the one to blame.
Great. So, Gabe, have you had a lot of practice using this phrase?
Nope, never. I never have to say it's my fault because it's never my fault. So,
Right, Gabe. That was a good one. That was funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a great example as to how you can use this phrase. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, Gabe, I hear that someone stole your bike. Someone stole your bike, but I also hear that you forgot to lock the bike.
So you want me to say that it's my fault.
Yeah.
That someone stole my bike. Because I forgot to lock it.
Well, whose fault would it be if you forgot to lock your bike?
That's a good question. The fault is with the person who stole the bike. Of course, that's a terrible thing to do. But you know what, Rebecca? It's a good point. It's a good point that if you have some kind of responsibility in something, you can also say, it's my fault. Maybe it was kind of my fault that someone stole my bike.
Well, if you had locked the bike, someone wouldn't have stolen your bike.
You know what, Rebecca?
Yes.
I'm realizing that these three words are hard words to say. They're kind of like saying, I'm sorry. Or the words, I don't know. People don't like to admit that they don't know something. They don't like to admit that they did something wrong. They don't like to admit that it's their fault.
That's right. It is difficult to admit that you've done something wrong, or it's difficult to admit that something that happened is your responsibility or you are responsible for it.
But it's good to know how to say it.
It is, and it's good practice.
So let's say that together, Rebecca, friends.
It's my fault.
Oh, really? It's your fault.
It's your fault. It's your fault. You said it was your fault.
Oh.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. So Brad says, it's my fault. Our janitors tried to clean them, but they won't come out. I had Nicole call for some quotes, a new carpet, but they were very high. I meant to talk to you weeks ago, but I put it off.
I meant to do something.
I meant to do something, yes. What do you mean to do?
Well, this is a good phrase.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean to talk about it.
Okay.
When you say, I meant to do something, that means maybe you had the purpose in your mind. You wanted to. Maybe you were planning on it.
Right.
But you just didn't do it. I meant to do that, but I didn't. I meant to call you. I'm sorry that I didn't call you.
Right. I meant to send out that email last night, but then I worked late and I forgot. I'm so sorry. Or I meant to buy milk when I was at the store, but I ran out of time and I forgot.
I meant to lock my bike, but I didn't lock my bike, and so now it is stolen.
Right.
Well, friends, sometimes we say the phrase, I meant to, maybe as an excuse. We should have done something, but we didn't.
Right. And of course, in our lesson, Brad meant to talk to Adam weeks ago, but he put it off because he knew that Adam would not be happy about the costs.
Well, I understand that. You don't want to talk to your boss about something uncomfortable, so he just didn't say anything about it. Well, friends, Steve and Ken are waiting in the info cloud to talk about the word owl. Because our lesson's about owl media and owl publications, let's go see what they have to say about owls in the info cloud.
Animals are symbolic. Each one carries with it a different connotation. What do I mean? Well, what's the first thing you think of when you hear the word dove?
I think of peace. In my mind's eye, I see a dove with an olive branch in its mouth.
Right, but you have that connotation because of the culture you grew up in. However, someone from a different culture could very well have a different connotation.
Okay, let's consider another bird, the owl. In many Eastern cultures, the owl was thought to bring bad luck. It was a messenger of death.
In ancient Egyptian and Hindu culture, the owl was considered a guardian of the underworld, a protector of the dead.
So we can understand how someone might think it strange that Studio Classroom chose the owl as its logo.
But that's because in Western culture, the owl is a symbol of wisdom and intelligence. Over the centuries, Westerners' ideas about owls have been shaped by legends, natural history,
and mythology. Athena, the Greek goddess of learning, considered the owl sacred. In the West, that's likely how the owl first became associated with wisdom.
不同的动物往往有不同的象征, 像dove, 鸽子会让人想到peace, 因为和平鸽。 那owl, 猫头鹰呢? 这就要看你的文化背景, 东方文化常常把猫头鹰看作是坏运气, 死亡的象征。 那为什么空中英语教室会用owl当作它的标志呢? 那是因为在西方, owl是wisdom, 智慧的象征。 在希腊神话里头, Athena, 智慧的女神, 就把owl看为是 sacred, 神圣的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
That was great, guys. Hey, Gabe, let's not procrastinate in saying goodbye.
Woo, woo. Goodbye.
Yes, we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.